don't care about your feelings. I probably don't even like you. Hi, everyone. This is your favorite naughty fairy goddess, Mistress Brighton. And my new post is all about degrady BDSM training with a sadistic fairy princess. That's me! So I want you to picture this. Close your eyes and picture this for me. A syrupy sweet, smiling fairy goddess fluttering her wings while she flits about from flower to flower, kicking you in your balls, spitting in your face, slapping you with her glittery strap-on she-cock, and laughing about it. You just pitched a fucking boner, didn't you? I knew it. Congratulations, whore. You're a degrady, and I think it's time you had your degrady BDSM training with a sadistic fairy princess who cares not, as I said, about your feelings. Now, don't get me wrong. I am quite playful. I love to smile. I love to be entertained. And most days I'm very upbeat and positive, sprinkling fairy dust and my blissful energy all over those who need and deserve it. I'm also the biggest asshole that you will ever meet. Like, the biggest asshole femdom. Because, well, I mean, I'm good at what I do and I enjoy it. I enjoy taking amusement out of your pain and being entertained. So remember that. Remember that I said that I like being entertained, right? And I do mean at your expense, not mine. Meaning you're going to pay for the call and then you're going to entertain me and I'm going to fucking laugh at you and you're going to come so fucking hard, if I don't deny you, that is, from me just completely degrading you. You're going to love it because that's what you want deep down. So I'm not going to waste my precious energy when I can just put you through your paces and have a good belly laugh while watching you destroy any resemblance to something human you had left. That is what degrady BDSM training looks like with me. I laugh, you grovel, and lick the fucking floor clean so I can walk across it. Because I'm not going to walk across this filthy fucking floor until you lick it clean and then sterilize it, because ew, I'm not going to put these brand new heels all over your saliva on my goddamn floor. So, that's what you can look forward to. I don't scream. I don't yell. I'm not really sure I'm necessarily a mean mistress. Now, there's something funny, right? So much as I am a sadistic mistress. And I will more than likely tell you to go fuck yourself with a cactus for my amusement. But then again, you know what? Maybe so. Maybe I am a mean mistress. Maybe I just don't sound like a mean mistress. Maybe you haven't brought that out of me yet. Now, if you've read my previous posts, you know that trying to provoke me to punish you will not work. You'll get ignored if you don't follow directions. Because I'm not going to waste my energy and my voice and my time on someone who doesn't listen. So when I say bring the mean mistress out, I mean we have to develop a rapport. You and I have to develop a relationship where we're comfortable with each other. We know each other's limits. We know each other's boundaries. We have chit-chats about what we like and what we don't like. And I know how to push your buttons and take you to push your limits. And you know exactly what to do to make it fun for me. That's what I'm talking about. That is how you build a dom-sub relationship. Not by being a fucking brat and like disobeying your mistress in the hopes that she'll beat the crap out of you. You'll get the opposite of what you're looking for. And I've discussed this in previous posts, so you'll have to go look at them. How to be a good sub. That's one that you should definitely read. But back to the subject at hand, because I tend to ramble. So let's be realistic here. This is a degrade, humiliation BDSM post, and you like humiliation fun sex. This is why you're calling. Your dick gets hard when a dominant woman treats you like a human ashtray, spits on you, walks on you, enjoys seeing your pain as her pleasure. You know, maybe I'll just do a BDSM pain slut post next, yeah? Well, in any event, the above all is enjoyable to me. Have I mentioned that I like being entertained? Like, you know, no dom wants a boring sub that puts her to sleep, right? I want you to keep it spicy. So, besides the fact that I like seeing male subs make complete idiotic fools of themselves, and I also really like the noises that they make for me. You know what noise I'm talking about. Kinda sounds like a squeal and a groan and a scream and a whimper all at once. Oh, yes. Hell, make all those noises for me. I'll more than likely climax while you're reduced to a puddle in the corner. And when you're limping to work the next day, if you can still walk. So, now that you know all of this about me, about how I smile sweetly and I sound so sweet and loving and kind, and I'm really not, I'm gonna fuck you so hard. So are you ready? Are you ready to be degraded by a fairy dom princess? You ready to be my degradee? Hit yourself in the balls with your phone for me right now. Do it right now. Go grab your phone, hit yourself in the balls. Oh, that hurt, didn't it? That hurt really bad. Aw. Now, when you're able to dial the phone, when you're able to dial that same phone that you just hit yourself in the balls with, I want you to call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. Make sure that you're crying when you call, because I want the dispatchers to hear your pathetic sniveling. I want them to hear how much pain you're in. And by the way, if you're not crying yet, hit yourself again until you do. Toodles!